Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is 2:08. You are listening to the Chad Hartman Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I am so excited about tomorrow. I've got a big event coming up. It is a job fair and brunch for Black women. It is tomorrow from 9 a.m. until noon at the Coliseum on East Lake Street in Minneapolis. We've got food trucks. We're going to be serving mimosas and more than 15 companies will be there to talk to hire, to engage African-American women in our community. Why did I do this? Because I found out that 300,000 Black women lost their jobs between February and April of this year. And I thought somebody has got to do something to put these women in connection, in direct connection with folks who are hiring and looking for workers. And so that's going to be coming up. We'll talk more about that later this hour with one of the ladies, Terrace Johnson from Spotlight Staffing, who helped me and is helping me to organize this and put this on. So more on that later. But I want to make sure that you all know that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and it is up to all of us to create change, to be the change that we want to see in our community. Whether you are a victim, survivor, ally, or community member, if you are passionate about breaking this cycle of abuse so that it does not happen to the next generation and it stops happening from anybody in our generation, I'm hosting a program that is going to offer solidarity, hope, and renewal. It's coming up on Tuesday, October 28th from 6 to 9 p.m. It's called Create With Us, and it's going to transform art and experience into tools for empowering and healing. I'm doing this for my friends at Women's Advocates, and Kelly Turpin is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline from Women's Advocates. Kelly, thank you so much for being on the Chad Hartman Show. Kelly, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Micheletta, for having me. I'm so glad to be here with you.
Now, you are always out in community with Women's Advocates. And I want to make sure for folks who are hearing about Women's Advocates for the first time, let everybody know what your mission is. You've got some core values, and you're doing a lot to help not just the survivors, but themselves, the women, but also the children, the entire family.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I'm sure some listeners know this, but for those that don't or maybe haven't heard of Women's Advocates before, we were actually founded as the very first shelter in the entire nation in 1974, first shelter for victim survivors of domestic violence. So we are entering our 51st anniversary this year. And our mission is to walk alongside our community and victim survivors to break the cycle of domestic violence. And you said it so well in your introduction about Domestic Violence Awareness Month, in that this is a collective action. We cannot leave this up just to organizations and domestic violence shelters, and we definitely cannot just leave it up to victim survivors themselves or their families to break the cycle. We have to all do this together, and it takes all of us. At Women's Advocates, we are an emergency shelter, as we were founded as in 1974, but we are also a housing stability organization. We have a robust children's and youth program in shelter and in community. We have a pet foster program, and we have mental health and wellness services as well. So it is, we meet every survivor individually where they are at. We are a yes organization on giving everyone what they need, and also wanting to educate our community within all of this as well, so we can do it together.
And, you know, I love how you educate community. You don't ask people to come to you. You go to them. You've got pop-ups mm-hmm. at the Rondo Library, at the George Latimer Central Library. You're really destigmatizing domestic violence and making it okay to talk about this, making it okay for people to open up. Talk to me about these pop-ups, yes. because that's something that I had never seen before. You call it pop-up advocacy.
Yes, and we want something that is part of our outreach, which is also an amazing program that we offer, our outreach and safe harbor advocates that are going out into community where it may be safer for someone. If someone is going through an abusive relationship at home and maybe it doesn't feel safe to call, maybe it doesn't feel safe to get on the computer, and you can actually go to one of our pop-ups, get resources, and then also get resources for people in your lives. Like maybe you're not going through that situation, but it helps to know all this. And I think, as you said, we are working on destigmatizing the conversation about domestic violence, because I think for so long there was, an old order of mm-hmm. it did feel like something that was hard to talk about, or honestly, people didn't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And we have to talk about it, because it has impacted our communities. It impacts all communities. As we all know, it does not matter your race, class, gender, economic status. This affects everyone. And unless we're talking about it, it's not going to change. So yeah, we have regular pop-ups at George Latimer and Rondo. Our outreach program and Safe Harbor Advocates are out in the streets, meeting people where they're at, getting them the resources they need. And then we also have an awesome education program. So for those that are at businesses or corporate organizations and or colleges or schools mm-hmm. and want to learn more, you can contact us and we'll come out. We'll do presentations about healthy relationships, domestic violence 101, kind of anything and everything that anyone would be interested in. So that's another resource that we also offer.
But you cannot do this alone. You can't do it by yourself. It takes funding. Mm-hmm. It takes resources. And, you know, we see now a lot of programs, grant funding being cut. And so you have this mm-hmm. event coming up on the 28th. I'm so excited and proud that you partner with me to do it. Create with us, transforming art and experiences into tools for empowering and healing. Talk to me about that. The event is going to be an evening event. So find a sitter. It's a Tuesday. Find a sitter. And meet yes. us over there, because we are really going to have a good time at the Minnesota Museum of American Art.
Yes, we're so excited. And I just cannot tell you how excited we are to have you as our MC that night. So we know it's going to be a good time, because you'll be there leading us through it. And as you said, yeah, this is, it's more than an event. It's an experience. You know, it can feel good to be an advocate, and it should feel good mm-hmm, to be an mm-hmm, advocate and mm-hmm. want to create change in our communities and do that together. So you'll be entering a space that is surrounded in art. We have DJ Angel Beloved, who will be putting tunes on to dance to or move and groove with as mm-hmm. you like during the night. Delicious food from Sawadee Thai Cuisine. A really uplifting program that you'll guide us through, that if you're new to Women's Advocates, this is a great way to come in and learn more about us and get more of an inside look here directly from our staff and team, the work we do on a daily basis. And we get to hang out after hours at the Minnesota Museum of American Art, which is going to be such a wonderful time. But yes, it will feel good to be amongst like-minded people and surrounded by fellow advocates, however you're joining us in your own life or your own journey. And I do want to say, too, I think I feel this personally, and I know you do, too, and probably lots of our listeners joining us right now as well, is it feels like a very overwhelming time. And it's an overwhelming time to know what to do. There's so much going on of it. It feels like we're all grappling and trying to grab, you know, okay, how can I help? How can I get involved? And this is something you can do. You can show up at this event, learn more, find ways that you can volunteer, find ways to create, because that can't be taken away from us, no matter what. Mm-hmm. Like, we can all find ways to create together, to keep talking, to keep building conversation. And it feels more powerful when we're not doing it alone. So yeah, we would love to fill that space on Tuesday, October 28th at the museum. And it's going to feel like a really good time. And I think everyone will walk away feeling inspired for themselves and for their community.
And I want to make sure people know where to go. WAdvocates.org. WAdvocates.org, right there on the homepage. You can get more information. And before you go, we got to shout out the sponsors, because these event sponsors are really putting their money where their mouth is and supporting women and families who are in desperate situations and need help right away.
Yes. So huge thank you to Flannery Construction, Milestone Real Estate Partners, our event sponsor, Snow Krylik Architects, Allegra Printing, and Old National Bank for making this event possible.
Well, I can't thank you enough again for trusting me and choosing me to host this event. I don't take your trust lightly, and I plan to bring so much energy, so much love, so much light, and so much laughter to this event that we're going to leave the people hanging from the chandeliers, girl.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are, Ms. Shaletta. Thank you so much. And thanks to everyone for listening.
All right, Ms. Kelly Turpin on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Okay, it is 2:19. When we come back, I got to shout out all my cool friends who have been texting and emailing me. So excited to hear me on the radio outside of the Shaletta Show and Feisty Friday. So we will do us a little shout out train when we come back. It is 2:22. You are listening to the Chad Hartman Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I host the Shaletta Show on Saturdays from noon until 3. So if you like what you hear today, you can always check me out there. Now, if Saturday doesn't work for you, I am always available to make you laugh at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. That's the name of my podcast network and promotions company. I have a daily newsletter that comes out Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. No paywall. And, you know, our tagline is ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. The newsletter is to help you get your happy back. This world is so heavy and there's so much going on. And so I just want to be able to deliver a little slice of heaven, a few little jokes to your inbox every day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. To make you laugh. I tell people all the time, listen, if you want breaking news, you want politics, this is not the newsletter. This is the newsletter. We don't do nothing over here but tell jokes, laugh at my kids, and help you smile. So if you need a little light and laughter in your day, go ahead and sign up for the newsletter. It's Shaletta's newsletter, so no E-R and A at the end. And so I'm so excited to bring that to you should you want to smile and laugh with us. We've got about 13,000 folks signed up, and you could be 13,001. And I've got an event coming up tomorrow. I'm so excited about. Y'all pray this rain away. I don't want any rain at my event, even though it's inside. Rain stops people from leaving the house. I am doing a job fair for Black women at the historic Coliseum on East Lake Street in Minneapolis on Friday morning from 9 a.m. until noon. We're expecting over 300 Black women who are looking for work to come out. And, you know, folks are saying, well, why are you having a job fair just for Black women? Well, pick up the Pioneer Press. I wrote an op-ed about it. It's in today's paper and it'll explain everything. But long story short, unemployment rate for the entire country is about 4%. For Black women, it's 7.5. And from February to April here in this country, 300,000 Black women lost their jobs. And I was ranting and raving on the radio about it, just really ticked off. And then I had to pray about it. And the Lord told me, hey, you over here complain and do something. So I said, okay, I'm not a HR person. I'm not in talent acquisition. I'm a broadcaster, but I'm also a community member. And, you know, you have to be the change you want to see. Thoughts and prayers are great. I'm always thinking about people. I'm always praying for them. But at some point, you have to take action if you really want to see some change. So I've partnered with some amazing companies. One of them, my friend Carrie Ream, her company Ream Family, family company is going to be there. And M Health Fairview is going to be there. Old National Bank will be there. Sunrise Banks is going to be there. And about 15 other companies, Minneapolis Public Schools, as well as some colleges. You know, some of these women who were forced out of the job market had federal positions that they've had for 20 and 30 years. And so now may be a good opportunity to go back to school. So the University of Minnesota nursing program will be there as well, talking to women about whether or not they want to go back to school to become a nurse. Minneapolis Public Schools will be there. In case you want to get a teaching certificate and go into the classroom, we can always use great, capable, educated, hardworking teachers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
And this room tomorrow will be filled with those kind of people. I've got a food truck. The waffle truck is going to be there. We're serving mimosas. And two lucky ladies will put their name into a raffle and have their November mortgage paid. by ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com and Spotlight Staffing. Terrence Johnson, who's coming up a little bit later in the show, is one of the people who is helping me to organize this event. And I am so excited to be partnering with her. Just met her. It was amazing. I was at the BBB annual meeting. I was hosting that event, doing a keynote, and she was there as a participant. She was nominated for one of their awards for having character and integrity in her business. And she didn't win, but we chatted afterwards and I gave her my card and she said, okay, I'll give you a call. And that was in August. Hadn't heard from Tara since then. Right. And so, you know, when the Lord placed it on my heart to do this job fair, I was praying and like, Lord, send me some help. I don't know nothing about no job fair. I'm a broadcaster. And right after I finished praying, I got on my computer and I looked at LinkedIn, and in my private messages was a note from Terrence. I had forgotten her name, forgotten the name of her company. It is October. I don't know what I was doing in August. I forgot all about that woman, but she remembered me at just the right time. And that's when I knew that this was a sign from the Lord that we were supposed to do this event. It's going to be amazing. Keep us in prayer. And if you know any Black women here in the Twin Cities or greater Minnesota who is looking for work, who hasn't been able to find a job, make sure you tell them, go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, click on the job fair button right there at the top of the homepage, and they can get signed up to attend. It is not too late to get registered, and we do need a head count because we are having brunch and we are passing out mimosas. This is not your average job fair. This is a Shaletta production, so you know it's going to be fabulous, right? And so I want to make sure we got enough food and drinks and fun for everybody. We also have a kid zone. It is MEA weekend. So if you have your kids with you, bring them. We will have a table set up for the kids, a coloring station, some books to read, a little beanbag chair with a blanket in case they want to lay down and take a nap. It is going to be a great event. So no excuses. Remove it. All the barriers. Come, bring your kids, talk to some of these employers and find you some work today. And don't forget to make sure you put your name in that raffle. Again, we're paying the mortgages of two lucky ladies who will be there. Now, I got to send some shouts out because I got my friends that texting me, they're emailing me. They were expecting Chad Hartman and they heard me and they got excited. So I want to say hey to Carrie Ream. She texted me and was like, I'm driving. I'm listening to you. I love you. I love you too, girl. Kevin Middlebrook, my friend from Sanctuary Church, he sent me an email. God bless him. He's battling cancer. He is a warrior, and he is dealing with some pain today. But he said, you know, even through the pain, you're making me laugh, and I enjoy it. So we enjoy you too, Kevin, and we're going to be praying for you that you come out of this strong. Now, speaking of strong, that Terrence Johnson is something else. I tell you, I have hardly ever found anybody who can keep up with me, because once I get going, I'm gone. And she has been lockstep right beside me since we connected last week. This whole job fair thing with 300 people and 15 employers and 5, 6, 7 TV interviews in the past. This thing happened. This came about. We started working on this Sunday, like this past Sunday. All this just happened. And it has just been amazing to watch a move of God happening in my life, and how Terrence came right beside me, and she's been keeping up with me, and she went to Costco today and just bought all the mimosa mix. And she's going to talk to me about her company, Spotlight Staffing, and about how we are going to put this event on together.
CBS News Brief.
Doing a little girl talking with my friend, Terrence Johnson, my new friend. New. Everything is new. We should all do some new stuff. We should get a new outfit, get some new shoes, try some new food, get a new friend. That's what I got. She's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. She is the CEO of Spotlight Staffing, and she is co-sponsoring the job fair and brunch for Black women tomorrow from 9 to noon at the historic Coliseum building on East Lake Street in Minneapolis. Terrence, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, honey. How you doing?
Girl, I am so excited about tomorrow. I cannot wait. So we've got 15 companies coming to this job fair. I'm just going to update you while I update everybody else. 15 companies coming. Minneapolis Public Schools is coming. Ream Family Company. My friend Carrie Ream is sending somebody from her company. Minneapolis Police Department. Kia Boyd is coming over. We've got M Health Fairview. We've got North Memorial Hospital. We've got Old National Bank. We've got Sunrise Banks. And the list goes on and on. I still cannot believe we start planning this on Sunday. That's the thing that blows me away. Like I was literally telling the story about how I was praying and complaining about Black women not having an opportunity to work and being forced out of the workforce, and you know, the unemployment rate for African American women being way higher than any other group, and you know, and the Lord told me to do this job fair, and then I said I don't want to do the job fair because I don't know nothing about talent acquisition and human resources, and then He sent me you, and then we just took our run. And I was just telling somebody, I can hardly find somebody who can keep up with me. Like, people think I move too fast, but you just been like right there. I'm like, hey, let's go. We're going to Care 11. Okay. Hey, come on. We're going to be on Channel 5. Okay. Hey, come on. We're going to do this interview for the Pioneer Press. Okay, girl, what's up? Let's go. You have been just like amazing. And I don't work well with others. Like, everything that every report I ever had in school said does not work well with others. But this time, it's been different. I just love working with you. You are a rock star. You are absolutely amazing.
You have been amazing. And I'm so honored that you have allowed me in your space and to really just, you know, hang out to your coattail and go to all of these different, you know, media outlets with you. It has been so much fun. It has been something, you know, out of my routine. So I truly appreciate you. I appreciate you having me on today to really talk about this special event. I had a wonderful morning just prepping for the event tomorrow. So I'm really looking forward to it, Shaletta.
I saw you over at the Costco buying up all the champagne and the orange juice for the mimosas tomorrow. And then we've got the waffle bar coming to provide brunch for the ladies and, you know, some lattes. And you know, most importantly, the space is sacred and it's safe and there's a love. Mm-hmm. And talk to me about, you know, how important it was to curate an event where everybody could feel loved and welcomed and celebrated as well.
Oh, absolutely. I truly believe in being altruistic. I believe in really making sure that people feel included, that they feel heard, that they feel seen. So when you came to me with the idea, it was a no-brainer. You know, I'm all for supporting my community. I'm all for really, you know, giving others an outlet to be able to find something that works for them to, you know, get a job and really like what they're doing and be meant to be in the spaces they're meant to be in. It is absolutely for me. I cannot thank you enough for, you know, setting this up and allowing me to be a part of it. It is so important to me to really uplift our community and to help out where we can. I truly believe in that.
Okay, so talk to me about Spotlight Staffing. I was telling everybody, bragging about you, about being nominated for this Better Business Bureau Award and, you know, how because of the character and integrity you have with the work that you do, you were nominated and one of the finalists. And, you know, you decided to step out on faith and start your own company. And you know, your story is so inspiring.
Yes, it was. It's been an interesting journey. About during COVID, 4 or 5 years ago, I had just been in a rut. I knew I was meant to do something more than to do a 9-to-5. And I kind of stumbled upon staffing. During COVID, I really wanted to just help people find where they fit in best. And a lot of those people were getting hired. It was just family and friends. And I would call these businesses and I would just talk with them, let them know that so-and-so sent their resume and they'd be perfect for this job because they are perfect for the team. And, you know, they just add so much more to the company value. And I had one awesome, amazing individual tell me, hey, people get paid to do this. Why are you not getting paid to do this? Why are you not billing us? And from there, I talked with my fiance and we made the decision that I would leave the workforce and start Spotlight Staffing and he would continue to work. And we just created this wonderful partnership, this wonderful, you know, business marriage. And it's just, I couldn't wait to go to bed just so I could wake up and do it every single day. I found my calling, my niche, and I thrive on building winning teams that stay together, that have retention, that's loyal, and that contributes to a company's success as well as individual success.
And, you know, when we chatted about putting on this job fair tomorrow, one of the things that you mentioned to me was that you had been seeing a larger number, disproportionately larger than any other group of Black women looking for work.
Yes, absolutely. It's since 2021, it's been over 3% higher that Black women have been struggling with the unemployment rate. And it's not that they're not qualified to work. It's not that they're not educated. They don't have the education background. We have just been in a position where we love the operations side of business. And so those are the positions that we tend to take. And with federal budget cuts and the cutback on DEI, we've kind of been ousted. As we primarily hold those positions, we are the ones getting the chopping block. And so we just need to come together, put our arms around us, and uplift that community more.
Okay, you got to tell everybody where Spotlight Staffing is. Where can they find you? Where can they locate you on the web?
We are at spotlight-staffing.com. Again, that's spotlight-staffing.com. If you need to get a hold of us, feel free to reach out with that contact us form. And Shaletta, I need to give a shout out to Top 10 Liquors because when I went to grab stuff for mimosas, let me tell you, honey, I have to do this because they were, before I could even get out what the entire event entailed, they were happy to be able to provide us with the necessary champagne for mimosas. They 100% had my back on it. No questions asked. They came in. I asked them what, you know, I told them what I needed, how many people were going to be there. They struck me a discount, and they have just been phenomenal. So they just deserve some praise.
Girl, isn't it nice when you go in the store and people are kind to you? Mm-hmm. It makes all the difference in the world. And we are going to be replicating that kindness tomorrow. If you are an African-American or African woman and you are looking for work and you have not been able to find a job, come to the job fair and brunch for Black women, 9 a.m. until noon, Friday morning, over at the Coliseum on East Lake Street in Minneapolis. Sign up to attend and get more information about parking, who's going to be there, and the two lucky women who are going to have their mortgage pay courtesy of Spotlight Staffing and ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Because even if these ladies do find a job, some of them are behind on the mortgage or rent. So sign up at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, get more information, and get on over there and share it with your girlfriends, your cousins, your aunties, your coworkers, your church members. The more, the merrier. We got like 330 people signed up.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad I went back and got way more champagne than needed.
And girl, you know what? Champagne is never gonna go to waste. Now we might that lettuce might expire, but that champagne, baby, those tomatoes, they might expire. That but that champagne, that is not gonna go to waste.
It's gonna get drank.
Oh, as my uncle would say, it's gonna get drunk. Okay. Terrence Johnson from Spotlight Staffing on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you for hanging with me, and I will see you bright and early tomorrow morning.
Love it. Have a good one.
All right, you too. It is 2:46, and apparently my friend Adam Carter is coming. I'm going to ask him what the big deal about Booyah is. It is 2:49. You are listening to the Chad Harmon Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I got my main man, Adam Carter.
Wait a minute. Leave this off. Is this the Willie D version?
No, this is not the Willie D.
Come on. Is this Ghetto Boys? Come on.
No, this is not the Ghetto Boys. We cannot play that on the Good Neighbor Station. That's why we are playing Ladies First, because we cannot play My Mind Praying Tricks on Me. You cannot. You play Willie D when you come on, okay? I'm not gonna have Willie D in my file fooling with you.
Hey, I work nights.
How long would I get that song in before they yank me off the air?
Man, you even look like you're about to play the Ghetto Boys.
I know.
On a Good Neighbor station. And it's a rap for you. It is an absolute rap.
He got the flat bill, so it works.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing over there?
Oh,
how you doing?
I'm muddling through. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I got a big event coming up tomorrow because, you know, I always do big things.
Yeah.
And my job fair for Black women and brunch. And
okay. Enough of holding up Black
East
women.
East Lake
right?
Street. Right,
come
right.
On.
What am I doing here? What am I doing
never
here?
They've never had it better, okay?
No, you ain't kidding, okay? just walking all out in the street willy-nilly. Just, you know, living our best life.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have to ask you
okay.
this.
Okay. Yep.
Your friend of mine, Jimmy Francis, left us some booyah.
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 Yeah.
Booyah. And I've had it a couple of times. Can you please tell me the difference between booyah and beef stew? Because I don't know that I see it.
I see. I always get confused too. Like what? How is a stew different from like a vegetable soup? See, when I think of like beef stew, I feel like that's a thicker consistency than a booyah is. Booyah is more like a thinner consistency.
It's a little bit thinner. Okay.
I think
okay.
So
it's the consistency.
I could be wrong because I'm, you know, I don't know what's the difference between a stew and a booyah. I don't know. But I know there's people who will know the difference. I'm not one of them, though.
Okay,
but,
so you are a native, right, of the town where booyah was created. So you should know this information. It should be a part of your history.
Well,
like you should have learned this in school.
I don't think it originated in South St. Paul, but I
know. Well, y'all keeping the memory alive.
Yeah, a lot of communities do booyahs, though. This is a fall thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's a church in Invergrove Heights that actually, I believe, has dedicated.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Booyah, like a whole booyah shed, because they do this huge booyah every year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they, you know, have four or five big tubs of it. And
wow.
Yeah. But did you enjoy it?
I did. It was good. I need a little hot sauce, yeah. You know, because yep, sure. my hot sauce palate yep. is a little bit different than the normal Minnesotans. Yep.
But there's always, I like the Booyah because there's always, sometimes there's a little sweetness to it too.
Okay, now see, that's where so I don't like sweetness in my food. Like I like sweetness in my desserts. That's one of the reasons I left Cincinnati. Okay. Is because they put sugar in the chili. Have you ever had Cincinnati chili?
Like the Skyline chili? Is that where they put it on noodles?
Yeah, Skyline and Gold Star chili. They put it on noodles. They put it on everything. They put it in the tub. Yeah, they put it on birthday cakes. It's everywhere in Cincinnati. They're known for the chili. And so their chili is sweet. Now, I'm from Texas, so the chili there is a spicier jalapeno type of chili. And so imagine my surprise and the way I regurgitated right there at the Skyline chili in the dining area when I tasted sugar. In my chili.
Yeah.
What? That didn't go over well.
You don't like a little sweet spice and sweetness though? It's just gotta be all spice.
If I'm eating food, I want my food to taste like food. And then if I'm eating dessert, I want my dessert to taste like dessert. That's like saying, let me have a cake that tastes like salt, pepper, hot sauce, and chicken. No, I don't want my chicken to taste like cake, and I don't want my cake to taste like chicken. I like separating my food.
Texter says Booyah, excuse me, is a German Polish soup. So it would fall into the soup.
Category.
Yeah, I feel like it's more of a soup than a stew.
Okay. All right. And one of the things that I talked to Jimmy Francis about is that you can participate in the competition in South St. Paul. And so
were you a judge? I thought he was going to reach out and have
you be
a judge.
He was going to try to get me to be a judge, but I've taken so many days off from doing my show on Saturdays that I don't have any left.
It's the end of the year.
Yeah, it's the end of the year. Right. So those of us who take all our vacations early, we don't have any more vacation time left. So we have to work.
Oh.
So I couldn't take any more vacation because I don't have any. Because I'm going to the Emmys. Are you nominated for an Emmy this year? I'm nominated for five. No, what? You didn't get a nomination? Oh, okay. I don't know if you knew, but I'm nominated for five. Did you see the billboard? I just got some billboards.
How many of you won?
You know what? It's sad. I have only won two because they don't want me to be great. Okay.
Well, you have one more than I do.
They don't want me to be great.
You have one more than I do. I have one.
You won one last year?
No, it was
year before you last?
It was a couple years ago. A
couple years ago?
Town Square Television. I don't do much for Town Square Television anymore other than just host their award-winning program.
No, and I remember that. I remember that because I think I was hosting the Emmy Awards the year you won.
That's right.
You were. So that was about 3-4 years ago.
And you were not there.
Had me call your name out. I'm looking for you. I said, where my friend with the hairy wrist? Is he here somewhere?
Accepting the award in his honor, I was going to send up somebody to make a political statement and like reject it, like Marlon Brando did with his Oscar.
But yeah, so that's on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
And so
is that
I'm taking
in the usual spot down there, Mystic Lake?
Mystic Lake, yep. right. So I went ahead and I got a table because I wanted to boss out.
Okay.
And then I also they have programs. So I took out two full page ads in the program. Jeez. And so what I did was, I don't know, you like rap music. So there's this Nas lyric.
Yep.
It says, let's put success to the side. I'd still be this fly if I worked at Popeyes.
Yeah.
And so I snuck into the Popeyes on Burns Avenue in St. Paul with my two Emmys that I have. And I stood behind the counter while my daughter hurried up and took a bunch of pictures. Yeah. And so then the manager came out. She was like, what are you doing here? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And then we ran out and got in the car and drove away. So.
Okay. Now you've been nominated for five of them. What does victory look like? Short of a clean
victory
sweep.
Victory looks like five.
Five? Okay, anything short of five is a disaster?
No. Yes. Yes. Anything short of five, and they're going to have to call authorities because they don't want me to be great. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of them taking pictures in the newsroom without me. Okay. I caught y'all in the newsroom on the corner, taking pictures in front of the WCCO sign without me.
Yeah.
I had the photo bomb, and then then they got all y'all pictures on the wall. You saw that madness? You and Jordana and Henry and Chad and everybody, Benita and Jason. And then there's a little space. So I said, you know what? They must have forgot to call me. Or maybe I didn't hear the phone ringing. Uh-huh. So I went took a picture of myself and I put it in a big giant frame of 20 by 30. Yeah. And then I had Sean come in, sneak in on the Sunday after church when nobody was in there. Yeah. And I put it on the wall, right?
I don't see
and
it.
And do you know? Yeah, they took it down. They don't want me to be great. They don't want me to be great. I didn't ask them to take the picture. I didn't ask them to buy the frame. I didn't even ask them to put it up. I took care of all of that. And what did they do? As soon as it went up, guess what they did? They took it out. I don't know who they are.
I don't know who they are either.
I don't know who they are.
Trust me, it wasn't me. Wasn't me.
They don't want me to be great.
You can replace replace mine with yours if you'd like. I don't like mine. So, and mine is right outside of the bathroom. So when you come out of the bathroom, I'm kind of leaning against the counter, looking at you like, "Hey, how'd everything go in there?"
I know that's
did
the
you
first.
Wash
thing.
Your
I,
hands?
I'm really uncomfortable when I see Adam Carter smiling at me when I just got done out of the bathroom. It's like, hey,
I have a smirk on my face.
Let me check to make sure my zipper's up. Let me make sure I wash my hands. Not so much. Okay, so you're coming up next. You're filling in for Jason.
All week long.
Well, have a great show.
I'll
talk to you soon. And if you need me to come on tomorrow and talk about my job fair and how everything went, I am always available.
Checking the schedule right as we speak.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Be sure to hang out with my friend Adam Carter. He's coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.